Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Thanks for doing so. And we're going to explore in continuation from yesterday's show, talking about the 12 Chinese zodiac animals. And to refresh everyone's memory, and including my own, in order, they are the rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon, the snake. Trying to do these from recall. According to 2020, the year of the zodiac is the year of the rat. From January 25th, 2020 to February 11th, 2024. So according to the Chinese zodiac, it starts and ends the Chinese New Year from January 25th. 5th, 2020 to the 11th of 2021. If you were born in the year 72, 84, 96, or 2008, you're a rat, with no offense intended. I made a reference to a YouTube video with the description of the zodiac signs, so we'll take a deep calming breath. When we come back, we'll dissect and talk about the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac, highlighting 2020, year of the rat. So again, in succession, the rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon, the snake, the horse, the goat, the monkey, the rooster, the dog, and the blessed pig. Well, we don't get squeezed into today's episode, we'll continue tomorrow. So we'll be back in 10 seconds and start to dissect the rat. Okay, welcome back, and thanks for doing so. And those of you that joined the shows, thank you for doing so. You all know that Grandpa Bill goes around the corral sometimes and bounces off the rails a little bit before I ultimately have the pasture gate open and I go out to pasture, a little inside joke. I want to take a little interesting diversion here that's actually still related to the overall subject. Taking a deep calming breath here. Talk a lot about my two cats, Brady and Brody, and actually meditating with them quite often, and just got done an early pre-dawn meditation with Brady, one of my two cats. And we actually But he wasn't too fond of sitting on my front steps due to how cold it is. So I put him back in the house and sat on my steps and looked at the moon and meditated and tried to fine-tune my holograms and holographs, more so holographs, for these shows that I do. So, in the vein of cats, for a couple more minutes, I want you to think about something that popped in my head. The song by Al Stewart, The Year of the Cat. And let me take a really deep calming breath and stop. That has absolutely nothing to do with the zodiacal sign of the cat in Chinese, but stay with me for a second, and thanks for your patience. So I had this vision of Al Stewart back in 1975 singing the song. You can kind of see the silhouette, and I remember the song, some of the lyrics, without looking at them. But there is no correlation in and of itself to, well, there is no correlation to Chinese Mandarin. But what is the year of the cat in Chinese zodiac? We'll get back to that in a moment. But in the year of the cat, Al Stewart, it's tied into my asthma music. As soon as I got that holograph, I started to listen to some old Al Stewart music in one of my overnight water fasts to combine with my daily meditations. So the song by Al Stewart, in and of itself, is pretty layered when you dissect the lyrics, which I'm not necessarily going to do here. But the symbolism kind of goes beyond just the feline and the title and the breakdown of the song itself, the fleeting nature of life. The lyrics use the imagery in the song, Year of the Cat, actually lapping up the cream, using my quotation fingers here in the recording studio, and also continuing to use my quotation fingers, licking up the sun. So lapping up the cream and licking up the sun, two important lyrics in the song in and of itself. But hover on those two thoughts for a moment, and I'll get back to that. Thank you. Those symbolize the ephemeral nature of life. It's a reminder to savor the present moment and appreciate the fleeting beauty of existence. Lost innocence and disillusionment. The song, The Year of the Cat, back in 1975, was referencing the Vietnam War, which was basically ending at that time frame, and the disillusionment that followed when it actually ended reflected the lines within the song, quotation fingers, "The guns that used to roar are silent now." Deep calming breath. The cat, often seen as a symbol of independence, could also represent the loss of innocence and the cynicism that can come with experience. Open resilience. Despite the somber tone of the song does end lyrically with a message of hope. Quotation fingers, "Let the music play on, play on." The cat with its nine lives could symbolize resilience and the ability to find joy in the face of hardship. So its correlation to Mandarin, there isn't any direct correlation. While the song is titled The Year of the Cat, it's important to note that there is no actual Year of the Cat in and of itself in the Chinese zodiac. The closest equivalent is the Year of the Rabbit, which shares many similar characteristics with the cat in terms of symbolism. So deep calming breath, stay with crazy, grab a bell. The song, which was written in 1975, The Year of the Cat, infinity, has nothing to do with Mandarin directly. I'm reaching intentionally. In 1975, which was the year of the rabbit in the Vietnamese zodiac. There's a method to my madness. sort of. That might have possibly provided some inspiration for our reach, myself trying to get inside Al Stewart's head when he sang it, and I believe he wrote it as well. It's the cat symbolism in the Mandarin culture. Cats are generally associated with good luck, wealth, and prosperity. Points I talked about yesterday in one of my business shows as it pertains to gold, silver, and precious metals within the Chinese culture. It's one of my other daily offerings, Main Mentor Moments in Business and Life, M-A-I-N-E, for those of you that don't follow the show, on all the platforms that you would be hearing this show. And then I usually do a correlating daily YouTube video at Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe, pay it forward. So these positive connotations could be directly linked, going back to Al Stewart's song that Grandpa Bill popped into my holograph, about all the things we talk about in heart-brain coherence coming off the backside of a Tuesday night meeting earlier in the evening, last evening. Dated taping here is Wednesday the 24th, last night the 23rd. Happy birthday to my wife Graham yesterday, by the way. Listened in with Seth Lee Brzezinski at the weekly coherence meetings, as I've always done since the inception of them starting. FreedomSnap.org each and every Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time. Do join us. And I like to expand upon points there, pre the shows, post the shows. And we'll take a deep calming breath and finish this episode up today. We're talking a little bit more about another animal on the zodiac, Chinese Mandarin zodiac. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. And this will be the second part of today's show. We'll go for probably 20 more minutes and see what we can get in, picking up on what I've recently started to talk about, unleashing the wild within the 12 zodiac animals and their holistic healing whispers. Welcome again to BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, where we're exploring the 12 zodiac animals and their symbolic significance. Today, we've been digging deep into the fur, feathers, and scales of each creature, unearthing historical facts, personality traits, and holistic healing whispers that can enrich your lives. On the archival shows, today's shows, and upcoming continuation of these daily shows, grabbing your metaphorical leashes and prepare to walk on the wild side. Deep calming breath. The sharp-witted rat, January 20th through February the 18th. The dates, January 20th, February the 18th. The historical facts are the clever rat often wins the zodiac race in Chinese mythology, symbolizing resourcefulness and adaptation. In Roman culture, rats were associated with Apollo, the god of healing and prophecy. So the symbolic traits are adaptable, intelligence, resourceful, charming, social, and ambitious. Holistic healing, the rat energy encourages mental agility and quick thinking. So we're trying to channel our inner rat through meditation and some maybe problem-solving games and learning some new skills. I outline some infographic information on the World Wide Web at canva.com for your reference, www.astrology.com/zodiac, and a YouTube video with the descriptions and the links in the descriptions of this show, description of this show. So the steadfast ox, February 19th through March the 20th, the dates February 19th, March the 20th, historical facts in Egyptian mythology, the ox represented strength, stability in the afterlife. For the Hindus, the ox god Nandi, N-A-N-D-I, symbolizes righteousness and devotion. The symbolic traits are reliability, strong, hardworking, patient, determined, and peaceful. The holistic ox, healing ox energy fosters inner strength and groundedness. Practicing yoga poses like the mountain pose, which we've talked about at Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92. All things health, wealth, physical workouts, resistance bands, free weights, knockoff of Silver Sneakers, the Anthem program, Tai Chi, Qigong. Infographics pertinent to those, again, in the description of today's show, ChinaHighlights.com. An article, www.astrology/zodiac, and a YouTube video referenced in the description. The Fiery Tiger, March 21st to April 19th, dates March 21st through April 19th. Historical facts, tigers were revered as powerful symbols in many cultures associated with courage, leadership, and protection. In Celtic mythology, the tiger goddess Arion Arhuad embodied fertility and magic. That's A-R-I-A-N-R-H-O-D, Arion Arhuad. The symbolic traits are courageous, passionate, ambitious, independent, energetic, charismatic. Tiger energy ignites self-confidence and leadership, embracing your inner warrior through physical exercise, creative expression, and taking cultured risks. Talked a lot about that in a former article and show about Shaolin warriors. More references to infographics, oracles, and YouTubes. So let's look a little bit more at rat power. A historical gem in Chinese Mandarin culture. We talked a lot about this in a couple of the archival shows. The mythological origins in the great race of the Chinese zodiac. The rat, despite starting last, outsmarted all the other animals to reach the finish line first. This victory earned it the prestigious first position in the zodiac cycle, symbolizing resourcefulness, intelligence, and adaptability. Surprising reverence in ancient China, rats weren't just seen as pests. They were considered auspicious symbols of abundance and prosperity. Another point I talked about at Demean Mentor Business Shows and one of my audio shows, main mentor moments in business and in life, mostly in life now that I'm retired, but talking about gold, silver, precious metals, and their part in Mandarin history and Chinese history over at that show. Lunar New Year celebrations during the Year of the Rat. Chinese culture celebrates with festival decorations, special foods, and traditions that honor the rat's position and positive qualities. Families enjoy dumplings, a symbol of wealth and abundance, and decorate their homes with red lanterns and paper cuttings actually featuring the rat. Many famous rat deities. The Chinese pantheon boasts several deities associated with rats. Kaishen, C-A-I-S-H-E-N, the god of wealth, is often depicted riding a giant rat, symbolizing his ability to bring prosperity. Similarly, Shaolao, S-H-O-U-L-A-O, the god of longevity, is sometimes accompanied by a white rat, representing good health and long life. The rat's holistic healing whispers, embracing your inner problem solver, channel the rat's resourcefulness and tackle challenges with creativity and quick thinking. Practical mental agility through puzzles, games, and learning new skills. You hear my cat in the background. Harness your adaptability, like the rat navigating tight spaces, learning to adjust to changing circumstances with grace and resilience, embrace new experiences, and step outside your comfort zone. Cultivate abundance. The rat's association with wealth and prosperity can inspire you to manifest your desires, practice gratitude, and set goals, and take action towards financial stability. Stay tuned for part two of our Zodiac adventure, where we'll delve in and wind up ending on today's episode talking about the steadfast ox. We'll be right back to do so in 10 seconds. Stay with us. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here. Welcome back. Thanks for doing so. However you got here, including fast forwarding, we all do that. Please do check out the archival segments along the way to hopefully make it a little bit more cohesive for yourself. We'll go another 10-15 minutes in this episode. It's such an expansive territory and topic, and what we don't squeeze in today, we'll pick up tomorrow. So let's try to end on the steadfast ox, the unwavering strength, grounded growth, and holistic whispers. So welcome back to the final episode of today's episode, continuing to talk about Chinese zodiac animals. All 12 of them in the series. Today we're meeting the mighty steadfast ox in this part two of today's show, embodying unwavering strength, grounded growth, and gentle but persistent drive to overcome any obstacle. So grab your metaphorical plow and prepare to till the fertile ground of the ox's, or ox's, wisdom. Ancient reverence. In many cultures, the ox is revered as a symbol of strength, perseverance, and agricultural prosperity. In Mesopotamia, the ox god Ea was associated with creation and wisdom. In India, Nandi, N-A-N-D-I, the ox lord, symbolized righteousness and devotion. Mythological roots. Chinese mythology associates the ox with the second position in the zodiac race, rewarded for its hardworking nature and reliability. It represents stability, patience, and unwavering determination. Some of the symbolic traits so highly held and regarded within the culture, Mandarin culture. Sturdy and strong, the ox embodies physical and mental strength. They face challenges head-on and persevere through any hardship. Reliable and grounded, like a stoic farmer tilling the land, symbolism, if you will, holographs, if you will. The ox is grounded in reality, in dependable and dependability. They offer a sense of stability and calmness in any situation. Patient and persistent, slow and steady wins the race for the ox. They have a quiet power, achieving their goals through consistent effort and unwavering dedication. Peaceful and nurturing, despite their strength, the ox has a gentle and nurturing side. They prioritize harmony and offer support to those around them. Holistic healing whispers, channeling our inner thoughts, embracing the ox's unwavering resolve to overcome challenges. Practical, physical, exercise, meditation, and visualization to build your mental and emotional resistance and resilience. Cultivating groundedness. Find your center, like the ox, anchored in the present moment. Practice mindfulness and grounding exercises to connect with your body and breath. Again, freedomsnap.org, each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, one source of these things. My shows, daily, 6 years and running. My guests, 140 in-studio guests last year, more coming this year. My next two, Tim Doyle from China, who will shed a lot of light on these subjects. And upcoming Byron Athene tomorrow night at time of taping on the 21st from the United Kingdom for his overall sixth appearance on my show. The first this calendar year, and we'll be talking about rotoscoping there. So starting to segue out slowly. Nurture yourself and others. Tap into the ox's nurturing nature. Prioritize self-care and extended kindness and support to those around you, within you and without you. Many of the terms we've talked about. Workouts for geriatrics, a.k.a. solar streakers. Good for all kids from 1 to 92. Exercise, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. All elements of main mentor moments in business and in life. Unhitching the plow, uncovering the strength and the serenity of the ox. Slow and steady wins the race. The ox's guide to grounding growth. Steadfast ox. Strength with peace. Ox power, holistic growth, grounding yourself. From field to soul. Cultivating peace and perseverance with the ox spirit. Beyond the brawn, discovering the nurture and the nurturing power of the steadfast ox. Tomorrow, we'll try to pick it up with the fiery tiger on the zodiac scale, animal position number 3. We'll have some references for you online, YouTube articles, cited articles, points of reference. And in closing here, remember that the ox is more than just a symbol of strength. It's a gentle giant, reminding us of the power of patience, perseverance, and nurturing our inner peace. Let the ox guide you on your journey to grounded growth and unwavering resilience. I want to thank everybody for joining us again today, each and every day. Hopefully you continue to perceive us as a harbinger of good information, myself as the porcelain junction box, putting in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, manufacturers, Tai Chi masters, Reiki masters, Qigong exercises, food for the mind, the body, and the soul, always, main mentor moments, direct to the manufacturer, advocacy programs, Main Street USA, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street around the world. Like-minded intuitives, many, we're also changing old mindsets. Working together to do so, broken down systems around the world, monarchs, dictators, dicks, zealots, czars, kings, queens, hermaphrodites, hermaphrodites, whatever they call themselves, in the pink arena. Always encouraging, one star seed at a time, interlocking arm in arm, we do this communally. Everybody, unless somebody in pain, agony, suffering, contemplation, up against it, befuddled, anxiety, stuck in the vortex of the old mind conditioning. All people, all wild animals being driven out of their natural habitat, domesticated pets, their people, plants on this planet, continue paying it forward. We appreciate that. We have many goodwill ambassadors that are doing just that. We have some significant numbers within these intuitive groups, yours, mine, and ours, the peripheral social medias and so forth, welcoming our guests on board, yours, mine, and ours, again, in the arenas, working one small star seed at a time on this organic show, proud of it, staying that way, organic in every sense of the word. Make it a safe and productive day. We'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.